Each week, we feature a local DIY or do-it-yourself artist in a feature we call Making It. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis introduces us to an Indianapolis man that crafts custom clothing. And honestly, the only reason that Jerry Lee Atwood is DIY is because what he does is so difficult and precise that there are only a handful of people in the country who can do what he does. Listen in as Melissa takes us to his basement studio in his South Broad Ripple home.
Like I said, it's a little messy down there. I didn't have a lot of time to pick up this morning. So I have like four different projects that I'm working on kind of all at the same time right now. I have a pretty large shelf full of embroidery thread. This will sound super nerdy, but I'm really proud of my embroidery thread because, you know, almost all the thread on here is probably older than 20 years old, and a lot of it is, you know, close to 40 years old. So I really like to use bold, bright colors, but these threads all have sort of like a metallic appearance. A lot of my customers are performers, so on stage, the light hits the embroidery and really gives it a lot of life. I have, a rack with all my patterns and, of course, my typewriter collection, which is just for show. I'm trying to count how many industrial machines I have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, since we're kind of inspired, you know, the people that are making Western wear today are inspired by the past, we don't want to get stuck in the past. You know, there's so, when you look at photos of Western, of country performers from, you know, the 30s through the 60s when Western wear was really popular and when, you know, the nudie suit was in its heyday and, you know, they were covered in embroidery and rhinestones. In a way, there were really, really hard and fast rules. And I think the contemporary take on Western wear is a little more freeform. Well, let me unthread this first. So we're always trying to bring, or I am always trying to bring, something fresh to it. You know, a motif that I haven't seen before in a Western suit. I had one customer that, you know, wanted kind of like a NASA theme. So I made a suit for him that had an astronaut on the back and had all these rockets and, you know, had the famous image of the astronaut on the moon with the flag. I have a customer who I made a suit for who lives here in Indianapolis. It was a suit that I made for Ken Honeywell for the anniversary of Tonic Ball. I think it was the 10th anniversary of Tonic Ball. And that suit, every year, he brings it out and people take photos of it. And there's like inevitably some, you know, photo of it in the Indianapolis Star. And so I just think that's really fascinating that there's this piece of clothing that, you know, lives every year in Indianapolis. Like, there's, like, people, when they meet me, are like, oh, yeah, you made that suit for Ken, the Tonic Ball suit. I'm like, yeah, that's my suit. Indianapolis 15 or 20 years ago is not Indianapolis today. Like, it culturally, Indianapolis has come so far. You know, like, the people who have stayed here, like, I know so many people that have stayed. I know a lot of people that have left because they've just, like, they can't take it. You know, they just can't make a living here doing what they want to do creatively. But the people that have stayed here have worked so hard to make this city great. But, you know, for whatever reason, people have decided that they want to, you know, put in the work to make it a cool place to live. And I think it is. You know, I actually, you know, I didn't like Indy 15 years ago. I like Indy now. The thing that really fuels me and really drives me is learning. You know, there's master tailors that are 85 and they are still getting better, you know? Like, there's no cap to what you can learn.
Atwood recently designed a suit for country artist Joshua Headley from Third Man Records. He's wearing that suit on the cover of his latest album. That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.